When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question.
Oh, boy, gang. The White House is circling the wagons as even mainstream news outlets are beginning to question bumbling Biden's cognitive decline. We're going to see the interview that calls White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre to rage quit on live radio, and why it is that the White House is finding less and less places to hide this weekend at Bernie's presidency. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane during these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was on an interview with a local North Carolina radio station, 99.3 WBT Charlotte, with news director Mark Garrison. Now, what you got to get here is that Garrison isn't a conservative. He doesn't host an avowed conservative radio program. This isn't a Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin local equivalent. Garrison is just straight down the center news. It's a North Carolina news program. That's it. But he did something that no one in the legacy media is supposed to do. He actually asked this White House spokesperson a legitimate question, one that's on the minds of 80% of voters.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a credibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this.
Stop. I'm sorry. I won't interrupt again, but I have got to ask, what rabbit hole? Does she know what a rabbit hole is? In discussion and argumentation, rabbit holes actually tend to be considered positive, not negative. In other words, yes, it's a divergence from the core of the discussion, but we're diverging in order to consider something precisely because it might be magical and wondrous and interesting. She doesn't even know what a rabbit hole is. Continue.
That is a credibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting. And so we can move on to the next question.
She didn't answer. She didn't answer the question. Does the president have dementia? Oh, no, Mark. No. You led us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this, right? You heard it with your own ears. Let me be very clear about this. And she goes on. What did she do? She went on to obfuscate and evade and dodge and blur and anything other than actually answer the question, anything than being clear. And instead, she got offended. She channeled her inner Greta.
How dare you?
Now, in fairness to Mark Garrison, poll after poll after poll shows that a supermajority of voters are indeed concerned about Biden's cognitive capacities. The latest NBC poll found that Biden's age and cognitive decline ranked among the top concerns voters have for his presidency. 76% are concerned about Biden's cognitive degeneracy. 62% are very concerned. Remember the press conference after the Hur report came out that the Justice Department wasn't going to press charges on Biden for his mishandling of classified documents because he was too old and senile? That press conference was supposed to assuage concerns over his cognitive health. It only ended up making those concerns worse. It's not this North Carolina radio's fault for asking this question. It's Biden's fault. Hey gang, have you always wanted to explore historical cities with a group of courageous patriots? Well, now is your chance to embark on an exclusive adventure with me, Dr. Steve, and other patriots like you as we set sail on the Mediterranean. You're invited to join us this August on Royal Caribbean's luxury liner, the Voyager of the Seas. You'll get to spend time with me and other like-minded patriots during live onboard classes as we dive into topics like the rising parallel economy, the culture wars, and how you can share my optimism for a conservative renewal. We'll discover enchanting architecture, timeless artistry, and breathtaking experiences as we adventure through Spain, France, and Italy. Enjoy incredible dining experiences, enriching education, and once-in-a-lifetime attractions each day of our journey. It'll be a summer that you'll simply never, ever forget. Join me and your fellow patriots this August 5th to 12th for this unparalleled adventure. If you want more information and you want to take part in our last-minute pricing sale, my team is waiting to talk to you right now. There are only a handful of cabins left, so don't wait. Click on that link below or go to cruiseinfo.turleytalks.com to learn more. This is going to be an unforgettable trip, and I cannot wait to spend it with you. Click on that link below right now.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then. Big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Look, the president understands. He grew up in a middle-class family, a working-class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for. You have to remember when the president walked into this administration, there were multiple crises happening. There was COVID. There was the economy was in the tailspin because of the last administration, because of what the President Trump left us with. Now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas. And because the president took action, we see we are in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices. Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, those costs have gone down because of what this president has been able to do. And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow. Wow.
She hung up.
Wow. I mean, Mark, this you listen, I am nominating you to get a press corps badge, and you need to go to the White House. I'm sorry, but you asked three, four incredibly salient, important questions that are all front of mind, nothing out of bounds, no baba booing or anything like that, right? And you did it exactly right on. And I don't understand. I don't understand the fragility of this person.
That was brilliantly put. Well, Paul, I don't understand the fragility of this person. They're fragile. It's called wokeness, right? Wokeness entails an inherent fragility, an inherent disposition to be triggered. Wokeness has a very difficult time with argument precisely because it does not allow for any dissent from its basic premises and assumptions. Look, when all is said and done, what this radio interview demonstrates is that the White House simply can't hide from this anymore. This is Biden's Achilles heel, his age and his senility. This is Biden's ultimate Achilles heel. And the reason for that is very simple. The economy can change, right? His border policies can change. Biden's foreign policy can change. Any and every issue can change. It can reverse. It can rectify itself. Except his senility. His age and senility are the only things in this campaign that have no possibility of changing. This is his Achilles heel. This is what the Democrats, this is what keeps the Democrats up at night. They know voters are not going to reelect a president they believe is not cognitively fit for the job. They know that. And the reason why I think Karine Jean-Pierre rage quit there is because she knows voters are clearly beginning to see a connection between Biden's cognitive degeneration and the degeneration of the country as a whole. In issue after issue after issue, Biden's approval rating and trust in handling that issue has plummeted dramatically in just the last 4 years. Back in 2020, Biden had a 9-point lead over Trump in terms of his being perceived as competent and effective. Today, Trump has a 16-point lead. That's a 25-point swing to Trump. Back in October 2020, Biden actually led Trump by a point in having the necessary mental and physical health to be president. Today, in 2024, Trump has a 23-point lead over Biden. Again, a 24-point swing. And all down the ticket, in terms of all the major issues, they exemplify the same pattern. In dealing with crime and violence back in 2020, Biden was plus four over Trump. Today, in 2024, it's Trump plus 21. And securing the border, Trump has more than doubled his lead in the last 4 years. In dealing with the economy, Trump has tripled his lead. Biden's painfully obvious cognitive degeneration is being seen by more and more voters as the primary cause for the nation's degeneration. And increasingly, the White House is finding out. Then when it comes to questions about Biden's cognitive health, there are less and less places to hide.